SBS Radio.
My name is Michael Visonte and I'm the editor of Plus 61 J Media.
Michael, can you please tell us what is Plus 61 J Media?
Plus 61 J Media is an online Australian Jewish publication which focuses on Israel, Australia and the Jewish world. It's been going for 4 years. And we take a wide view about Israeli politics and society and what's going on in Australian Jewish life and also in the rest of the world.
So who actually started the Plus 61J Media?
Well, our publisher, the man who founded Plus 61J Media, is a man called Uri Vink.
And who is Uri Vink?
He's a person who has been involved actively in the Jewish community for a number of years and wanted to create a new voice in Australian Jewish media and public discussion.
So tell us about this Plus 61J. Is it just online publication? Would you do videos? You do news?
Mainly, we are an online publication and we come out twice a week with original articles and others collected from overseas. But we also have multimedia aspects to our coverage. So we produce videos, podcasts, special supplements in print that get published on, for example, Israel's 70th anniversary last year or to coincide with the high holidays. And then we also sponsor and get involved in events. So they would be community events that we get involved with, Limud Oz and the Jewish Writers Festival, the Jewish International Film Festival. And we also bring out writers and people in public life, journalists, artists, musicians, so that we are trying to broaden the whole scope of discussion and, I guess, engagement culturally and politically and socially in Australia for Jewish people.
What's the name Plus 61J Media, if you can explain the name? I'll tell you the truth, when I saw it first time, I thought it's for people over 61.
No.
Before I figured that it's 61 is something else.
So the Plus 61 part refers to the Australian International Dialing Code.
Right.
So, and that was known or is known to a lot of people over a certain age, but in the last few years, with the advent of mobile phones, people don't realise that they're using that all the time. So the Plus 61 refers to Australia and J refers to Jewish.
We're talking to Michael Visonte, the editor of the Plus 61J Media in Australia, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michael, what is your latest project on Plus 61J?
Well, Nitza, our most recent major project, something very special for us, is a three-part video series that we have commissioned and run, called People on the Move, The Future of Melbourne's Bagel Belt. So this is a video series that we have filmed that is looking at changes in the makeup of Melbourne's Jewish community, how the community is in flux, what is pushing it in different directions, and how communities are moving and then reforming in Melbourne through a variety of forces, primarily the passing on of the post-war community in Caulfield and St Kilda, which is now getting elderly. So that's having a big impact. There's also the new arrivals from Israel and the former Soviet Union who've come to Australia over the last generation and are trying to start new lives here. And then there's also been commercial and social factors like skyrocketing house prices, and the impact that that has on migrants and also younger Jewish people.
And what's about the Israelis? So many Israelis arrived into Sydney and Melbourne in the last 10 years.
Yes, well, they come to Sydney and Melbourne and they stay in Sydney and Melbourne, but they also move out of the centres of those cities. So famously in New South Wales, they come to Sydney, but there are communities up in Byron Bay and in the Blue Mountains to the west. And in Melbourne, they come, they try to set up new lives. Some of them stay in the traditional areas of St Kilda and Caulfield, But others find that the cost of living there is expensive.
I know there are many Israelis in Bentley, and Bentley East or West,
that's
something
right.
Like
well,
that.
Well, but even that is a move, is a pushing out from the old bagel belt of St Kilda and Caulfield. So Bentley is not a new suburb, but it is not the the old heartland. But they're even going out now to Frankston and Moorabbin, outer suburbs, where they can set up their new businesses, much in the way that the post-war migrants did when they came to St Kilda after the war, and it was cheap, and land was easier, and it was not as difficult to start something on your own.
Do people have to subscribe to Plus 61J Media, or it's free? How can people access Plus 61J Media?
Yes, well, we are free, and if you click onto our website, plus61j.net.au, you can join up and become a subscriber. Costs nothing, and then you get access to our articles, our videos, our podcasts, and news and information about the events that we're putting on as well.
And what is your background, Michael?
My background is I've come from mainstream media newspapers where I've worked for the past 30 years. So I was an assistant editor at the Sydney Morning Herald and a deputy editor at the Sun Herald, also a senior editor at the Australian newspaper. And that's been my background in mainstream newspapers, and I've also written a number of books, but my journalistic background is in newspapers.
Michael Visonte, thank you so much. I think after this interview I'm going straight to check what Plus 61J Media can offer us. Thanks so much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.